Authorities are mulling whether to wait for water levels to subside, which could take a long time, or use divers to bring the footballers out before the rain returns. Rescue planners are now set to carry out the daunting task of bringing the 13 stranded footballers out of the Tam Luang cave via a partially flooded passage, as that remains the only way out. Exploration for alternate ways could take too much time amid the forecast of more downpours, making it likely that the 12 young footballers and their coach would be evacuated today. The Interior Minister, speaking from the rescue site, said if heavy downpours resume, floodwaters in the cave will definitely rise, so it's necessary that we get the victims out first. We'll be keeping you up to date with the rescue mission here on The Tiger and also at thetiger.com. Four people have been arrested with more than 200,000 methamphetamine tablets. Police say after they arrested the first two suspects, they continued the investigation. That led to two more arrests, a 25-year-old man and a 23-year-old woman. They were found with another 200,000 methamphetamine tablets inside a pickup truck. They were taken to the Phang Nga police station for further questioning. They say they've been delivering drugs for a drug network and were paid between 20 and 40,000 baht each time. And police have arrested an Indian man and a Pakistani woman who allegedly snatched two female Chinese tourist bags at Qatar Beach. The tourists were later identified as a 16 and 23-year-old. Police yesterday tracked down and found the two suspects at a room in Patong. The arrested suspects are a 22-year-old Indian man and a 25-year-old Pakistani woman. Phuket tourist police found out quickly that the two had been living illegally in Thailand. They've been charged with overstaying as well as theft. Joy has overtaken fear for parents who'd gathered in the front of the Tam Luang caves for news about their children and the football coach who had been stranded in the depths of the 10-kilometre-long cave since June the 23rd. After days of anguish, good news arrived on Monday night that all the stranded team members had been found alive and well. When the news was confirmed, the father of 14-year-old Ekkarat Wongsuk Chan screamed ecstatically and tears ran down his face. He said, "I must admit that my hope to see my son again plunged drastically because I saw with my own eyes what was inside the cave." The father joined a search team as it entered the second chamber of the cave. Various sections of the cave were and remain heavily flooded. He went on to say, "Actually, when downpours continued for several days, my family lost hope. Back then, we only thought that we would wait until our son came out, whether dead or alive." He said, "The successful outcome of the search is a miracle. I would like to thank everyone for helping with the rescue mission. My thanks also go to all Thais for their prayers and moral support." He finally said he would give his son a big hug when he comes out of the cave. Meanwhile, Thai media reporting on the rescue mission are being urged to be discreet and respect the privacy of concerned people and to present the reports constructively. In a statement yesterday, the National Press Council of Thailand sought cooperation from members of the media who have been covering the ongoing search and rescue operations and asked them to conduct pool interviews later with the victims and their families, saying that this would spare the children from having to repeatedly answer the same question and allow them to focus on their physical and mental recovery. His Majesty the King has offered his moral support to all who have been involved in assisting the 12 boys and their coach and advised them to maintain their consciousness, wisdom and determination in doing their jobs in the rescue operations. The King's also asked the government to treat all foreign rescuers as his personal guests. His Majesty's expressed his appreciation and thanks to all rescuers, both Thais and foreigners. And that's all the latest news from Chiang Rai. We'll keep you up to date on The Tiger as well as at thetiger.com.